The first being that we need to send a signal both to the country and to the international community that we're not satisfied and happy with what is going on in Ghana. A vote for NPP again will be a vote for a third term for Nana Akufo-Addo. And it will send a signal to the rest of the world that we are happy, we are satisfied with what has gone on over the last 8 years. I've met several investors, and all of them are saying they are waiting to see the results of the election before they come and invest their money here in Ghana. And so we should not make a mistake with this particular election. It is an election like no other. The stakes are the highest. It will determine the future of our country. The second is we need to hold this government accountable for the hardship, the crisis that they've subjected Ghana to, for the state capture that they have implemented in Ghana over the last 8 years. Buying every state property, buying all the government lands, amassing wealth to themselves. Recently, there was an issue about a document called Ejapadia. They said it's fabricated. But even if it's fabricated, the implementation is not fabricated. Because everything that is written in that document has been implemented. So if really somebody sat and fabricated that document, then the person can really read the minds of people. Because how they could have written that document and read the minds of Nana Akufo-Addo and his family, that this is what they were going to do, that person is a proper creative writer. Because everything in that document has been implemented. And so the implementation cannot be fabricated. So they must be held accountable. And that is why Nana Addo says he will not hand over to John Dramani Mahama. Because he knows that when I come, I will hold he and his family and his government accountable for what they have done. And so, they want their vice president to take over from them so that he can come and cover their backs. It is not going to happen. NDC is going to win the election. And